There are doctors, engineers, and finance professionals that earn millions each year. Despite that, and the fact that they're considered successful, they never build wealth. It must sound like they're very irresponsible, where in actual fact, wealth building doesn't happen automatically when you reach a certain tax bracket. If you're a high-earning individual and you don't have a very clear path for building wealth, knowing exactly how much you need and how much you need to put away, then there are probably a few things that you will get from this video, because I've worked with people in traditionally low-pay careers that are on their path and know exactly what their path looks like in terms of building financial freedom. And they've got significant investment portfolios going for them. It's not because they're timing the market or they're incredibly lucky. They're not gambling and doing stock picking. They're definitely not day trading. And they're not paying an advisor crazy fees. Also, they don't have intense knowledge, experience, or a background in the finance industry. Take Kate, for example, that I work with, and she's a hairdresser. She's got a $4 million investment portfolio of ETFs that she's built up herself. And she's on her path to financial freedom. She'll be able to retire at the age of 45. She'll probably not actually retire because she loves her job. But she's going to be working on her terms so she can take on less clients, and her investment portfolio is actually at a point where it makes more than her day job. Of course, there are certain things that you need to get right. It's not just going to happen by chance. So what's the secret then? Well, there are proven, affordable, and simple steps that you can take to start building wealth. And I always refer to my wealth triangle when I try to explain this, because if you want to build wealth, then what you really want to get right at the top of the triangle is compounding. Compounding happens if you invest consistently and if you give yourself enough time. That means starting investing as soon as possible. Obviously, we all wanted to start 10 years ago, but today or tomorrow is the second best time to start. So compounding really means your money starts working for you because you're earning returns that's reinvested in your portfolio. And with time, you literally get exponential growth in your wealth. But in order to get compounding right, there are two crucial factors that you need to get right. By the way, I've got a free masterclass where I cover all of this and I explain more in depth how this triangle works. It's 90 minutes long, it's free, and it's in the caption if you want to watch that video. So the two missing components in order to get compounding right is to have the right knowledge and to have the right behavior. And what I've seen sometimes is that someone has the knowledge element, they know exactly, they're smart, they're trained to understand the stock market, but they don't have the right behavior. But most of the time, I see the knowledge element lacking, where people have the right behavior. They're prioritizing investing, they're putting money away, and they know that they should live within their means, but they're completely missing the knowledge side. They're paying high fees, they are not investing in global ETF trackers, so they're very concentrated into one market. And this is obviously why I've also designed a course around this and why I, you know, educate people to give them the right knowledge. But you want to get all these three pillars right in order to build wealth in the long term. So if we dig a little bit deeper into the knowledge part, it actually blows my mind that as finance professionals, we are not equipped with better knowledge of wealth building. And this is because I studied accounting, I did an MBA, and I worked in the finance industry for 10 years in three different countries. And despite that, I feel like no one really equipped me how to handle my finances better. I was always taught how to make profits better or how to increase profits for companies, how taxes work, how to minimize dividends tax, and how to use leverage in your investment portfolio. But just the simple things around how much you need to invest, what's the smartest way to minimize tax on your investments, and also how to think like a global stock market investor. Those are simple things that I feel like no one equipped me with. So I, you know, had to go on a massive journey to personally figure out how to manage my finances better. And that's also why I'm here, empowering thousands of people to also do it for themselves. But if you're feeling like your knowledge pillar is missing, don't worry, you're not alone. I know so many smart finance professionals that still don't understand the basics of index and stock market investing. Personally, one of the biggest realizations I had is when I saw the amount of the fees that people pay on their investments and how critically it is to keep your fees low, because it can literally mean millions lost in potential growth in the long term. And this is one thing that we all should have been taught in high school, and we didn't, but don't worry, I'll explain what that actually means. is I've got an example of Sandy that completed my course. And after knowing what to look out for and how to identify fees, she realized that she's paying 2.4% fees on her investment portfolio. She's been working with her advisor for 12 years. And if we just look at the numbers on that, on a 1 million portfolio, paying a 2.5% fee, if we project that over a 40-year timeline, she would literally lose out on more than 2 million because of the fees that she's paying. And the way that this works is there is a top level advisor fee that you're paying. Then there is another platform or investment management fees that's being charged. And at the bottom, the funds that you're invested in or the investments that you're holding, there are literally three layers of fees. But I've got a special video actually that I'll be doing on that to explain that a bit better. But once you add all of your fees together, and it becomes quite significant because everyone wants a piece of the pie and everyone makes money in this value chain, then you realize how much money you're giving away to other people and you're not reinvesting in your portfolio. Because in order for compounding to work in your favor, you actually need to reinvest as much money as possible. And the more you're giving away, even a 1%, 2% fee, it has a significant impact on the exponential growth that you can get. So that's probably the one big thing I hope that you get from this video is to go out and check the fees on your investments. The second crucial part that people get wrong with the knowledge is not taking enough risk in their investment portfolio. And this is literally a chart like this where I would say the more educated you are and the risk that you take, there is a direct correlation between the amount of education that you have and the amount of risk that you're willing to take in your portfolio. And with risk, I really mean taking educated risk and not gambling and not stock picking and not buying crypto meme coins. So that's really educated risk, as in how much stock or equity exposure you have in your investment portfolio. The one thing that you need to get right as an investor is you need to include an element of risk in your investment portfolio. Of course, how much risk you're holding will change over time as you age. But regardless of your age, even if you're a 65 or a 70-year-old investor, there will still be an element of risk in your portfolio. But if you're a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old, personally, I take maximum risk in my investment portfolio. This is because I'm a well-educated stock market investor, and I really prefer only to hold an emergency fund, and the rest of it, I invest in the stock market because I'm still really young and I have a good understanding and therefore a good risk appetite. So you don't want to be like Andre, a 35-year-old accountant that completed my course and then started to look into their investment splits. And they realized that they're 80% invested in bonds or low-risk investments. And once they understood risk and how important it is to take a risk for a longer-term returns in their portfolio, they realized that an 80-20 split in their portfolio is really not the best way for them to grow wealth in the long term. And therefore, I would also encourage you to start rethinking your risk appetite and rethinking whether you should not be including more equity in your investment portfolio. And before we move on to the behavioral side of the wealth building triangle, I want to remind you that you can learn more if you're interested in this topic in my free masterclass, and it's linked in the caption. It's really an opportunity for you to explore this topic a little bit more and to perhaps see if you've got any blind spots in where you should be improving your behavior or your knowledge. Let's look at the behavioral side of this wealth triangle. And what people get wrong very often on the behavior side is lifestyle inflation and keeping up with the Joneses, living outside their means in order to portray a life that they are trying to really impress other people with. Because in my mind, wealth is what you don't see. If you've got an investment portfolio that's working and growing for you and meaning that you've got a very clear path to financial freedom and to retire on your terms, then you really should not be worried about how other people perceive your wealth and whether the car that you're driving, the house that you're living in, the school that your kids are going to keeps up with the people around you. Because people's judgments or your fear of people's judgments is probably one of the biggest factors that is preventing you from retiring early or building up an investment portfolio. So I really want to encourage you to think about that a little bit differently and not to spend money on appearances and rather put that money towards your investment portfolio where it can quietly and passively build up significant wealth for you in the long term. The other thing on the behavior side is also the emotions that go with being a stock market investor, because if you're managing your own investment portfolio, then you need to learn how to deal with volatility, because the stock market is volatile, but because you're taking risk, you also expect higher returns. So that means you really get rewarded for the risk that you're taking in the long term, which in the short term, unfortunately, means there is volatility and you need to learn how to deal with that, because it's not a straight line. It is volatile, but that is actually great, because that volatility means some people are put off from the stock market, and that creates opportunity for us to say, I'm okay with taking some risk, but because I know I'm in this for the long term. And that's really just, I almost want to say, an emotional maturity that you will reach as a stock market investor, because it doesn't happen overnight. You are at some point going to be scared by or scared off by the volatility. But once you've gone through a cycle and you're seeing, okay, within 1 or 2 years, okay, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up. That's just part and parcel of being a stock market investor. So on the behavior side is also the emotions and the emotional maturity that you reach through time. Once you become a DIY investor, is understanding and dealing with the volatility. So I definitely also need to spend some time to explain the top part of the triangle, which is compounding. And this is one of probably the most important topic that you need to understand as any individual, to be honest, because you can take advantage of this by starting early and by being consistent. It's really important. And compounding is actually called the greatest force in nature. And you need to make this work for you. So how does this work? If you have a look at this chart, if you have 500 a month invested at a 10% return for 40 years, over a 40-year timeline, that would mean, let's say your contributions stay consistent, they don't increase with time, that would mean you put 240,000 into your investment account and it grows with a 10% return that's reinvested. So with over a 40-year timeline, that would compound to 2.6 million. So you put 240 in and it becomes worth 2.6 million. These, of course, are just assumptions and the stock market returns are not consistent like that, but over the long-term average return, that's what we could use to make projections. And the thing is, with the 2.6 million that it's worth and the 240,000 that you put in, the 2.3 million difference is due to compounding. And that, I almost want to call that free money, but it's not free because it's actually a reward that you get for taking risk. But that really just happens because your money being invested for a period of time and your returns being reinvested. So that means money grows on money. And I also like to call that money babies making more money babies. So you want to like be in a position where your money tree is growing seeds that it throws into the ground, and those seeds grow new trees, continue throwing seeds, that you're becoming less dependent on your personal capacity, your time and your hours that you put in your daily job. And your seeds are actually being planted because you're using your money to invest and to continue to grow wealth. That's not directly linked to the amount of time that you're putting in. So I want you to really make that mindset shift. So besides for the things that I've mentioned in this triangle, I've also seen a few other things that prevent people from building wealth, and these things that I want you to watch out for. And the first one would be debt and the interest burdens that come with debt. Don't fall into the trap of taking all the money that the bank is willing to lend to you or all the financing that you can get. Don't go to a car dealership and ask them how much or how expensive of a car can I afford based on my credit history and my credit scores and my income. Please don't fall into that trap, because so easily you'll overspend on the cars and the houses that you buy, because you are basically taking all of the money that the bank is willing to borrow to you. And then you sit with these massive interest burdens and debts that you need to pay off. And that is really preventing you from taking your cash flows every month and putting that into stock market investments. The second thing is fear and procrastination. And I see these things go hand in hand. Usually when people are scared and they're not sure and they don't have the confidence to take next steps, then they continue procrastinating. Because if there is some unknown element and you're not sure what to do next, then you just put it off until some point in future when you hope you have more time or more clarity. And that's also, of course, why I designed an entire course around this, so that I can give that transformation and take you from point A to point Z in a guided way so that you don't feel lost. The third thing is short-term thinking. And unfortunately, this is so real, because if you have money and you've got a budget that you're working on, then you will be so tempted to take that money towards things that bring satisfaction in the short term, like going on a holiday or buying the nice clothes or doing fun things like going to restaurants instead of having a committed amount that goes into your investment portfolio every month. And this is why I use a budgeting tool, which forces me to put an amount of money towards my investments every month. So as soon as I am paid, I pay myself. And this is really a way for you to make a commitment and have a plan about how much money is going towards your investments every month and not get tempted by short-term thinking or instant gratification. The next thing is having a burden from your parents. And this is really a cycle that is generated and that holds or prevents families from building wealth. Because if your parents did not make provision for their retirement, then they put that burden on their children. That means you're stuck with that burden, and that also in a way prevents you from putting money away towards your retirement. Therefore, you would pass the burden on to your kids that would then prevent them from building wealth for their retirement. So it creates this vicious cycle that it's really hard to get out of. So you can really be the person in your family that breaks the cycle and that really allows your kids the freedom and perhaps even leaving them some inheritance, which can jumpstart their wealth building journey. The last important point to mention is inflation and the cost of living, because inflation erodes the value of money over time. And if you're not investing your money and you're holding it in cash, or you're just getting some interest from the bank on your money, then you are very likely not keeping up with inflation. And the value of your assets is not growing with inflation, which really means in real terms, it actually just loses value. And what you're able to buy now with your money, you won't be able to afford 10 and 20 years from now with that amount of money that you're just holding in the bank. You really need to move towards a mindset of investing, building wealth, taking advantage of compounding, and owning assets instead of just holding cash. And one last factor is actually a surprising one, and one that I've seen prevent people from building wealth, is confidence. So many people lack the confidence to take the first steps in building their investment portfolios and taking a do-it-yourself investment approach, because it's actually not that complex. It is quite simple. And I've just realized that there is so much noise and there is so much complexity that's been sold to you or that's been promoted to you in messaging by the financial services industry, because they really want you to think that it's so complex that you can't start building wealth and that you need to go to them and you need to pay them fees. If you feel this way, you have to understand that it's just because, first of all, the lack of knowledge, because you've not been educated in the right way. No one explained to you how simple it is, but also because of all the messaging that you see and the wording that's used and the ads and the articles and the news. It all makes it seem very complex, very overwhelming, and very risky, where it actually really can be broken into very simple terms, which of course is what my channel is about. And the first step for you, or the first realization that you have to make, is that it's really the lack of confidence can be overcome by empowering yourself with knowledge. And I've seen many people that complete my course that say exactly this. Once things have been explained to them in simple terms from someone that is not trying to sell any products and not trying to make it seem overly complex, all of a sudden light bulbs go on and they realize it's actually not that complex. It's just a very noisy world and you need to have the confidence to take some first steps. Like Amory, for example, that's a photographer with no financial background. She completed my course and all of a sudden she realized the crazy fees that's being charged on her investments, but also that her investments have really not performed well because it's not invested in enough equity and because of the high fees and the poor investment fund selection that's in her portfolio. She took my course and I do this confidence score where I ask you to complete some questions to see what your confidence is before and after the course. Her confidence score literally went from 34% to 92%. This is actually crazy. For a photographer, she never thought this was possible for her. And she is completely raving about this, because if you are probably like her and you're thinking, oh my word, this is impossible, it's not for me, then you would probably really just want to start with my free masterclass. Because if you watch the masterclass, you'll already understand that these things can be explained in simple terms. Because if you can't answer simple things like, I know how to identify the fees on my investments and I understand the impact of fees, I know exactly where my money is invested, how much I need to put away or what my financial freedom number is, also how to calculate the potential value of my investments in future. These are basic things that are actually not that complex. And If you can't answer yes to these questions, then these are the first flags, I would say, to help you think about how can I empower myself and how can I actually up my knowledge in terms of investments, because it's possible. I think I've made that quite clear right now. The reason I'm telling you these things is because I want you to become aware of what's holding you back. And that also these are actually things that you can overcome. It's not impossible. You just really need to understand that and then start taking the steps towards overcoming it. Because wealth building is actually quite simple. With the right education, with the right tools and knowledge and discipline, it is possible for you to make your triangle complete and to start taking advantage of compounding and to build wealth in the long term. Let me know in the comments which of these factors is holding you back and why your wealth triangle is not complete yet. Looking forward to getting your feedback.